story of day the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. If you're ever in Yerushalayim, by the Kosel Svit Beis Mikdashenu, there's today Chafirot, there's the antiques that they, whatever, from Type of Shlomo Melech, whatever. And if you go down the path there, you'll come, you'll hang a left, you'll find there's another wall of the Harabayis, and what's known as the Shar HaRachmi, which was in antiquity a place where you didn't always daven. And Reb Sachi of Regensburg, who wrote a sefer of Masoiz Eretz Yisrael, when he toured Eretz Yisrael, he writes that there you have the Shar HaRachmim, very well known, and I'm talking about opposite Harazazim. There's a Shar HaRachmim.
Yeah.
No. No, it's the south side, actually. It's connected to Harazazim. And Reb Sachi of Regensburg's right, that's Mekubal by Eden, that when the Cheskel, when the Shechina left the Beis HaMikdash Harabayis, it left through the Shar HaRachmim, and when Mashiach will come, he will enter the Shechina, and he'll enter once again through the Shar HaRachmim. According to some, the captain of Eferech, why was it called Shar HaRachmim? Because when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal say in various places he built a special Shar for Chassanim, Shabbos of the Ufruf, Shabbos people, where they would enter into the Harabayis, and a Shar for Avelim Rachman al Islam, and people would either wish battle to the Chosin or Menachem da Avelim, and hence that was a place of Gemilas Chasodim, hence it became a place of Rachm. This week, somebody came over to me, huffing, puffing, like with moly, his vitals, wow! And he showed me on his telephone that, I don't know who the guy is, but some fellow or spoke a very rich Polish Yiddish, right? That he was just there by the chayma of the Shar HaRachmim, and it started growing there, like, you know, by the kosel, like this vegetation that grows out of the kosel. And it started growing there, and you could see it, mamash, on the picture, a letter Yud, a letter K, and a letter Vav. And somewhere it says in Chazal, right, that when Mashiach will come, there'll be Yud Kei Vov Kei written on the Kosel and the Shar HaRachmim, and that's a sign of Gula. And he said he took a picture of it and a video of it, and he showed it to Gedali Yisrael, and they were starting to spoil from it. Now, I hate to be cruel. Apparently, this thing went viral in America, and we're talking about it. I'm a big cynic and skeptic. I've been around the block, I've seen too many of the whatever. And I don't know who this guy is. Some guy talking on a machine killer, right? Although he spoke a good Yiddish, but like, I have no idea who he is. I have no idea who the Gedali Yisrael are. And I have no idea, but only in my infinite ignorance, where this supposed Chazal or Svarim HaKadoshim about the Yud-Kei Vov-Kei written on the Kosel, where it is. But sometimes there are certain things that are emes l'chshla atzmo. In itself is a lesson in Avodas Hashem. I'll give you an example. I often say gematria is here, right? So people think, you know, you pull rabbits out of your hat because X is gematria, Y. You know, first of all, I only say gematria is that are not taken from whatever, only from Gedali Yisrael Amiti, A. And B, only if the Indian of A equals Y, but there are emes anyway, then belavach here, mnemonic, an easy shorthand to remember, I tell you the gematria. But it's not that A equals B because it's gematria. Eitzim is gematria shalom, just the opposite, l'umazet. So here also, because some guy found on the whatever with a picture of Yudke Vof, the hay of the Hei Tato, the last hay, is starting to grow on the wall. You can see like the over is an Indian anyway, l'chshla atzma, which is true. And I want to explain it, just to continue from last week's news. We were talking about that the happiest day of the year, Menatoira, is Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Toira, which, and therefore the happiest person, Diushpiz, the guest of Shmini Atzeres, is Shlomo HaMelech. The saddest day of the year is Tisha B'Av, and the man, the Omer of Tisha B'Av is Yirmiyahu HaNovi, and that was the day he was born, and therefore he curses the day he was born, and we explained the Arizal, whose Yartzeit we commemorated yesterday, that who was Yirmiyahu HaNovi, the Gilgul of Shlomo HaMelech, and hence Tisha B'Av is the Gilgul in Zman of Simchas Torah and La'asulavi. It will be the happiest, therefore the happiest day of the year. By the way, parenthetically, I didn't say yes last week, the Muritika Remez, one of the Bava Rebbe's pointed out, if you remember, the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks is always Pinchas, usually, and all the Parshas HaMoyedis, after each Yontif, there is a end of the parsha, and it's a stuma. Only after one yontif, right? It's not a stuma; it's a psucha. Was after Shavuos. Why? Because after Shavuos, the Ebrisha left it open. Because when Mashiach will come, there'll be a yontif of Shavuos B'Tamuz and a yontif of Tisha B'Av. Hence, this is not the end of the matter. Right after Sivan, there'll be a Tamuz and an Av, which once again will be Yom Tov. The Moed Dikarem is Minatay. So I said last week that Shleim HaMelech is therefore the Shleimus, the Tikkun. You know, the word Kinnus, or Nachman says, scramble the letters, you get the word Tikkun. The Tikkun of Tisha B'Av, of Yirmiyahu, will be Shleim, will be Simchas Torah. I didn't have time to explain last week. I just want to just add this as an introduction. I've said in the past, remember there was a fellow called Bezalel who actually built the Mishkan? We explained this, I think, this year even. Right, that it says that the Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he's going to build the Mishkan, as it says in Parshas Truma, Moshe, you build the Mishkan. In the end, the Eibusha tells him, Moshe, you're a melech, as you see, I made you a king, and ain't derech melech pekach, a king doesn't actually do the building, who shall I therefore appoint? The Eibusha shows him the sefer of Adam Kadmov, Adam Arishin, and he shows him Dor Dorom Alochov, each generation and its kings, Dor Dorom Anhigov and its leaders, Dor Dorom Neviyov, every generation and its prophets, and he says everyone has his moment to act, and for the building of the Mishkan, it's the Tzal ben Uri ben Hur l'Matiyut. Stills if the Shaila, if the Eibishter wants to tell him to appoint the Tzal, isn't right. Oh, but wouldn't have the whole Arichus to show him the whole history of humanity, of kings and prophets? Say, I've chosen the Tzal, we have to know the whole history. Moreover, we ask the question, what do you mean, ain't derech melech? By Shleim, it says, by even Shleim, it's based Hashem. Shleim HaMelech built. Abayis Asher Bono Shleim. So why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu build like Shleim? Moreover, we questioned then, with the time. The Gemara, okay, I understand it, but the same way Moshe. The Gemara says in Brachas Daphne, ein memanim melech parnas ala tzibur, elem keinim lochem betzibur. You don't appoint a person to a position of authority on the community unless you have the a plebiscite. You take the agreement the people agree to. So when the Eibusha said to Moshe, Bezalel, not good enough. It has to be hogged in the eyes of Moshe and the eyes of the people. Shtelzef the Shaila, you have to, a man in Parnes al Tzibur means a person of their own rights could make decisions. But if you have an executive and they take a decision, right, and they appoint a worker, a builder, a contractor, or whatever, right, the contractor is not a Parnes al Tzibur, he's just a doer, you know, practically, tangibly to do work. So we explained, the whole arichus, but the bottom line is that that in Parshas Truma, Taka Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the basic. There's two ways to build a Mishkan or a Beis Hamikdash. It could come like the third Beis Hamikdash, Ladas, Rashi, Tois, Zechulu, that'll come Boni Meshulchan Ben Hashemayim. That's if you're Zoicha. Or it could come literally taking a high, you know, banging a hack and clapping. Before the Cheto Egel, comes in Parshas Kisisim. When before even when a madrega, valdiga, high lofty madrega, then Taka Moshe Rabbeinu could have built the Beis Hamikdash lufi madregosa, you know, come in the Shemayim, and you know, and then Moshe Rabbeinu could have built it. It would have been lufi erech, the godless of Moshe. Suddenly there's a chet egel and Yidden chazur zu amosam, etc., right? Achin ka adam tibusum. Suddenly you have to build literally the Gashmias of Beis Hamikdash. And this is inappropriate for Moshe, although it was the act to find someone else who was at Bezalel. But who was Bezalel? So we explained then that the Arizal tells us his neshama came down in the world, a nitzitz of his neshama, and that was Shlomo HaMelech. And as the Mashgiach says, therefore, unto Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda is Gimatria Melech Yerushalayim. He later became Shlomo HaMelech, who actually built the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, the Rambam Paskins in Pirush HaMishnayos and Yad, Mashiach has to be not only from Zera David, from Zera David and Shlomo. And what does it say by Bezalel? Va'amale oisoi ruach elikim. Where else do you know this phrase, ruach elikim? You don't got to go very far. Before Yosef. Try like the first couple. First, V'ruach elikim rachefes al pnei amoyim. And what the Chazal darshan v'ruach elikim? Zer ruchi shel Moshiach. The Bezalel had within himself the ruach of Shlomo, from whom comes Melech HaMashiach, and therefore it says the osius of Mili Bezalel Beis Sadik Lamed Aleph Lamed is Gimatria Va'avdi David Nosi Aleim, right? And therefore the ruach Likim Rachefes is Gimatria V'Chachum Betunu Bedas, the three intellectual qualities that Bezalel was granted. Hence, in his later Gilgul, Shlomo was the wisest of all men. So that's Bezalel, right? And Bezalel came down in the world in the form later of Shlim, full of... I actually found, after the Shir last week, in the Imre Pinchas, from Imre Pinchas Chorister, one of the great Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, who writes that this idea, that Shlim HaMelech is the Yushpiz of Simchas Torah, I found it from Tzaddik in other places. But it's earliest, Pinchas Chorister lived generations before Tzaddik. And he writes, how does he know? Read the Lashon. Shmini Atzeres, he told, Shmini Atzeres means Shmini, eight. Shmini Atzeres, he told us Bas Sheva, Shal Shiva Zimechag. It's the offspring of Bas Sheva, means the 7 days of Sukkos. Ushleim HaMelech Gamkein told us Bas Sheva. He also is the offspring of the son of Bas Sheva. And therefore, the Shpiz of Shmini Atzeres is Shleim HaMelech. When I saw that, I said, Pichas Karazer was not a poet. Seven, Batsheva, just fitting a name, you know. I said, why did he use the word Batsheva for Sukkos, who is the aim of Shlomo, who's connected to eight Shmini Atzeres? It's not just, yeah. So then I realized, I remembered, I saw once in the Jikav Adayim, this Shabbos, Habaleinu L'Toyev, is called Shabbos Chazoin. Shabbos Chazoin in Makoil is Gimatria 774, which is Gimatria Bas Sheva. So I put Bas Sheva into it. By the way, Bas Sheva, how do you spell it? Beis Tov Shin Beis Ayin, which is Nutrigun. Bas is Tisha B'Av, Sheva is Shiva Osir B'Tamuz. So I don't know what I'm talking about at the moment, but there's something holy going on here with this Basheva, mother of Shlomo. In fact, you remember when Shlomo wanted to understand the wisdom of Paraduma, which is Metair, which is whatever, yeah? So they found the Paraduma, and Chazal said they called the Paraduma Bas Sheva Eim Shlomo. Rather, not I. If you'd call a cow after your wife, it doesn't sound so great. Mashgiach points out, Bas Sheva Eim Shlomo is Gimatria. Hine Yaskel Avdi Yorum V'Govamoy. What is it about Mashiach? Weiter Bas Sheva. So anyway, Bas Sheva 774, which is Gimatria Shabbos Chazoin, is also the Gimatria 774 is Gimatria 9 times Elikim, because as far as I counted as the mathematics, last time around there were 9 days in the 9 days, and the days of Dinim, and Dinim come from the shape Elokim. Elokim is 86. How much 86 times 9? 774, which is also Gimatria Keren Moshiach Mendov. Hello? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just throwing out like things to tickle your brain cells. What in the world does Bas Sheva, mother of Shlomo, got to do with this period of the year? So, Behektim, let me just go on a totally different track. You know, there's a pasuk in Eicha, which we're going to say in Kapitel Hey, Al Tzavareinu Nirdafnu Yaganu V'Lehunuchla. Right? Al Tzavareinu, our neck, Nirdafnu, we were oppressed. We toil and sketch. Shelzach the Shaila, why did the Novi compare the Tzaras Galil Yisrael al Tzavareinu? There's Ramach Ivarov in a person, right? Why dafka the Tzavar? Then as Chazal asked that, and they say, Al Shebogadnu b'Tzavareinu b'yayin Tzara nirdafnu. Because we were buigid, we rebelled, better word. What?
We're
treacherous vis-a-vis the neck. Therefore, we suffer grievously in the day of Tzavar. What's his neck? So Chazal, all the Mefarshim explain. The Beis Hamikdash is called Eit Tzavar. K'migdol David Tzavarech Bonu L'tel Piris L'tel Shkol Piris. Poyinaboy, the Gemara says in Brachas. The Beis Hamikdash is called a neck. Why is it called a neck? So in Medrash, Chazal say, Chikol hayom shoya beis hamikdash boni v'kayim hayot tzavar b'nei Yisrael poshut ben umazoylo. When the beis hamikdash was standing, a yid could walk with his neck erect. V'kivon shechorav beis hamikdash kvayochol nichvaf tzavoron shel Yisrael. The neck was there for a bit. There actually was a story told after the 6 day war. There was a Yid in Yerushalayim, and he was a hunchback, you know. And suddenly he went to the Kreisel, first time the opportunity in the Kreisel, and he made a bracha b'shem Malchus Baruch after Hashem Zuykev Kefufim, and he stood up, and all the people knew he was a Tehrim Yid. It's a miracle. Came to the Kreisel. He said, "There's no miracle at all." He said he was in the Altstadt of Yerushalayim, Beshas the Jordan, Jenny and Yimach Shemam, conquered it. They burnt all the shuls and all around the city. And he promised himself that Kol Zman, the Mokim HaMikdash, will be in the hands of whatever. He will never stand erect in his life. And suddenly, when he went to the Kreisel after all these years, he didn't make the bracha in the morning, so he should make the bracha of Zuykiv Kefufim by the Kreisel upright. Wasn't a miracle, but there I can tell. So Chazal say, Al Savareinu Nirdafnu, that Kol Zman, there's a goal, the Eden is Angeboyun, he's hunchback, right? When the Beit Midrash stood, you could erect, you have a Tzavar, which is erect. Dover Acher, Ma Tzavar Zeh, Nosem Begoyven Shul Odom, the Tzavar is on top of the person, Kach Beis HaMikdash, Nosem Begoyven Shul Odom. Physically, where is the Beis HaMikdash? On the highest place in the world. Ma Tzavar Zeh, Ruiv Tachshitim Tluyebo. People put jewelry, most of the jewelry is around the neck, right? Kach, from the Beis HaMikdash, you have Kehanim and Levim, all of these adornments, these embellishes, right? If you take away the tzavar from a person, guess what? You die. Kach mishachara beis hamikdash ein chayim l'sinei Yisrael. B'loshen saginah. There's no chayim to beis hamikdash called beis chayenu. Rachim al tiyan ki beis chayenu. No beis hamikdash taking away your tzavar, because the beis hamikdash is called the tzavar of a person. What does this mean? Why is the Beis HaMikdash? It embellishes a Jew, it gives a Jew stolz. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Kemigdol Davar? What's the connection with a neck? Actually, if you look in the Psukim in Shmuel, when David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNovi were being explained where precisely to build the Beis HaMikdash is not the highest place in Yerushalayim. Just like the neck is not actually the highest, the rush, the brain, the head, is the highest place in the person. Why is the Beis HaMikdash therefore compared to the tzavar, to the neck? Because what is the role of a neck? You remember it's a pasuk, you know, Parshas Vayigash, remember it correctly? When Yosef meets his long-lost brother, Binyamin, Vayipol al tzavri Binyamin vayefch, u Binyamin boch al tzavaro. Chazal asks, kama tzavaro, how many necks did Binyamin have? Al tzavaro, plural. So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, that Yosef was crying on his neck on the Beis HaMikdash, that was in the Chelek of Binyamin, Ben Ksef of Shochin, that would be Chorv, twice. You with me? Hello? So the Beis HaMikdash, I see, is called a neck. What is the purpose of a neck? You don't got to be a genius to work out. You don't got to be a Kabbalist or something, a theologian. A neck is that part of the anatomy of man that connects the mind, the intellect, to the heart, and to the rest of the body. If a person is, he knows something intellectual is to be true, but it doesn't affect him, then you're called ksheirf. That means your neck is stiff, it's stubborn. The Kabbalists actually say, Chochma and Bina are two lobes of the brain in front, and the neck, and Das, the third intellectual trait, is connected to irf. Right? A tzavar is that which connects, it's a conduit, which connects to the mind, the intellect, the heart, and the clean maisa of a person. What has this got to do with this Shabbos Parshas Chazoi? All the Sforim HaKadoshim, Pinchas Koritzer, the Yisrael from the Abderav, the Tzadik in a few places in Pritzadik, the Spinker Rebbe, Imre Yosef, all the Sforim HaKadoshim explain. We discussed this in the past. Members, the Mokker, the Chozer. The three Gimel, you're not going to be a genius to work out. In these weeks, there's Gimel de Puranisa, 3 weeks of, right? And 7 weeks of Nechamt, of Necham. If I say to a Jew, 3 and 7, what's the first thing you associate with? 3 are the 3 intellectual traits, Chochma Bina Das, and 7 are the 7 Midas. So therefore, the 3 weeks, the Parshias of, from Shemos of Tammuz, connect to Chochma Bina Das, which is intellect, and the 7 is Midas. Alternatively, the Chayyim said, It's really one and the same, if I could elaborate. The three Shabbos is referred to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which is in other words of saying as the Torah brings B'shem his brother, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. And the seven, and whatever, hello? So if we're now, Shabbos Chazoin is always the third week of the 3 weeks, so which Yontif does it correspond to, or which Moichin does it correspond to? Sukkos. You're not going to be a genius. This fits in perfectly, Mamish, to what we said, that after Sukkos, what Yontif do you have? Shmini Atzeres. So if Tisha B'Av, we said last week is Shmini Atzeres, Kumt Oyster, the 9 day, the days before Tisha B'Av, is Sukkos. By the way, you will remember, what is the Sidur Shem Avayi of the month of Menachemov? Said it last week. You won't remember next week either. Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim. Haskes scrambled with letters of what? Sukkos, Hasukkos, right? Hello? Hayoyim Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim, which is Gematria 1018, which is Gematria, said the Kenesarov. Esrig, Lulav, Hadas, and Arava. Behachzoras, right? Yeah, hello? What in the world does Sukkos got to do, hello, with Das? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know. Let me get it simple. Hello, hello? There's Chochma, Bina, and Das, right? Let's go just explain. Chochma is what? It's the masculine quality which all the information, all the wisdom, all you need to know is found like in the Zerah, the Av. Chochma and Bina is Av and A. Everything is there included in the Chochma. But you can't do anything with the Chochma because it's ununderstandable. You haven't fanander gepackt. You haven't taken it apart. You haven't extrapolated. You haven't. So when a person has an idea, the seminal concept, the idea, bingo, penny drops, oh, right? That's Chochma. What to do with Chochma, how to explain, how to understand, all the stiris, the reminu, the rab, and deis, the milchamta shel Torah, that's Bina. Just like the Tipas Ha'av is in the mother's womb for 9 months, therefore, Bina Yiseira Nitna Leisha Vayiven Esatzela Chazal Darshan. Binyan is a feminine quality. So that's Chochma and Bina Avayim. When you have a father and mother, and it gives birth to all whatever, it's finished. What is this Das coming to people? What is Das? And I'll have you know that Das is the most important of these three qualities. The Gemara says, "Call me she'ain b'das osl rachim alov." Yeah, whatever you feel, mutal and neichri b'yam kippurim shachal. Fell the things. Gemara psachim. Wow. And the Gemara says that why is there golus in the world? Lochin gola ami b'lidas. Someone who doesn't have das, he makes chor of the beis hamikdash. And the tikkun pinyan beis hamikdash comes through das. Like, what's this das? I'm going to try to explain it just briefly, simply for anosh and kerkein. So I'll tell you what I said. Very gimel. If a das is miloshin va'odom yoda is chave ishtoi, to attach yourself b'cheshir chazok with a strong attachment to that which you know, and if you have chokhmah and you have bina, but you don't have das, you could live your life b'dimyoin shof in a world of illusions. Hello, let me ask you a simple question: why? What does it mean? Dimyoinus. Moshe l'mad dover dimyoin. I don't know, when you're young, maybe you go to your parents, the parents are called to go to the school, to the cheder, to whatever. The kids are putting on a hatzagah, a play. And if the actors are incredibly good, right, it mamish feels really, mamish is real. It's like mamish. Yeah. And if it's a chvesa, if it's a hatzagah, a play about the Holocaust, something, a crusade, I don't know, Inquisition, it could be so moving, you're shedding copious tears, you're weeping. And if it's about the chasen or whatever, you're happy, you're joy. So the play is able to transfer you to a new world. It arouses, it evokes your emotions. Are these emotions real? Are they dimyoneshov? Dimyoneshov. Varaya, 20 minutes later, you could have been at tears at the moment. 20 minutes later, you realize it's a hatzaka, it's a play. These are actors, mishpilt, not real. No one died, no one got married, it's all baloney. It's all cute, nice, you know, for kids. It's not real. A person could learn something. He could have chokhmah. He could even have bina, go to umek or inyan. But unless he has das, where he's mischaber to it, and he's misbuinin deep, 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 it's all diminishing. It's what in modern Hebrew, das is connected to, Lord, there's a word, ichpatiut. Segeitir on. And there's a famous story of it. I heard it from Rabbi Zoslonov, we many. Rabbi Zoslonov was a ganag, was a genius of geniuses. And he wanted to find a shidduch for his daughter. So he went to a renowned yeshiva, and he told the yeshiva his purpose in coming, to find him, say, Luyesh, a bachar, a ganag, was someone worthy of his being his aid. So he asked, he got together a group of bachram who were like the nechorim, and he asked them a shayla like only Rabbi Isaac Al-Kharuf could ask. And leiz nagaru bar nagaru lifi. No one could. So he's leaving. He hadn't found his mavukush in this yeshiva. He's leaving the city, and as he's coming, one bachar comes running after him. He knocks on the and says, Rebbe, I'm sorry to, but you haven't given us an answer. You masiyah the shayla, right? But you left without an answer. So Rabbi Zoslonov said, this is the guy I want for an aid. Itaka didn't get the answer from himself, but to gate him on the answer. It bothers him. There could be a person who knows something. You know, you could learn Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifros, Tefrit, Tesef, Tebechilta, Kol HaTeira Kula. But until Sigeit, I'll give you an example. In others forum, Chochma, Bina, and Das is compared to, which is actually this week's passage, no time to elaborate. Chochma is Mikra. The Abish is words. You just read the words, even if you don't understand it, you eat it. Talmud is already understanding, taking apart. In Talmud, you can have Elu ve'elu Dibra v'chaim, and each's opinion. How you machriya between Elu ve'elu when each one brings peck arayas for Lishitose? That's what's called a Shikul Hadas. So Das is connected to Mishnah. There's three parts of the Gemara's Kiddushin to learning: Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Das is like the halacha, bottom line. After everything is said and done, after the whole pilpul and the charifus and the whole rayas in rayas aher, what's the bottom line? And you only come to the bottom line if you care about something. I'll give you a mushroom. Let's say a person, I don't know about you guys, but simple people like me, when you learn, there's certainly a difference when you're learning a masechta like brachas or Shabbos or something which is negei lemaisa, something which is part of your world and your experience. You're learning zvachim and menachos. They say Reb Shimon Zelichover, who was a ganag oidim, the Me'amba said he was the biggest eli in all of Poland. He was a successor to the Meir Shapiro in Chacham Lublin. He was a tzaddik, kaddish eli, and whatever. Meir Shapiro invited him once to take a tour of Chacham Lublin. To get into Lublin, the admission price, you have to know, 300 plus palpel, whatever. So he asked the Bachram, what are you learning? We're learning the Sechta Menachos. These are top of the world line Bachem. In Poland, everyone learned, millions of people learning in Shtiblach. That's the Bachem that learned the Chacham Lublin by Meir Shapiro, were top Bachem. So he didn't ask him a shayla, I heard them. What did he ask them? Not some deep. Tell me, speak me through, how does one bring up a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash? Go, step easy. Not one Bacher could answer that question. You could have the deepest pulim, you could have shakl v'tayis, and yishoynim, and achreinim, and yachilukim, gideh. Bringing up a carbon mincha is not negay in your everyday life, so no one really worked out bottom line after all the shaklamataria. So what's the bottom line? That's what's called das. Das is called hamot. Your maimik bedover that is relevant to you and your miskashert. Without that, you could have, by the way, therefore, anytime there's a spilus amidus, when you have avad Hashem, yiras Hashem, it's all great, but it has to come from your chokhma, you have bina, you have intellect. Aye, does that mean? Otherwise, it's diminish. I mean, anyone who has stamina, emotional person, all his tears, all of his davening, is diminish. No, chas v'shalom. You could have diminish, but you could have emesis oirus. But the emesis oirus comes because the yid has an neshama, which is a chelik l'kami malmamish, and has midas, avas Hashem, and yiras Hashem, v'chulu, as b'teva toldosa in your midas, and sometimes you press a button, or menashamayim, they press a button, and those midas come to the fore. But anything, general rule of thumb, anything which you're handed on a silver platter, and you haven't heard it, and you haven't worked, and you haven't had the kriyach of teir to mitzarev, to melabin, to change yourself, it doesn't last. I don't want to, I'm not Achminish can magid to give Musa, but I can say about myself, how many times you really have a very deep feeling, b'shas ma'is, b'shas you're learning, b'shas you're davening, and then 2 hours later you're doing X, Y, Z, the famous taich. Where's the Abishur in the middle of the day? There was an Abishur in davening, the Abishur's learning. Where is it? Like in the middle of my business, in the middle of my eating, in the middle of where I lost. Suddenly, these any errors which doesn't come from avodas atzmei, matal amayla, doesn't last. That's called the dimyui neshov. The moment is true, but it's not eternal because it hasn't come through my own haravani. It's been given to me, or I've been naturally endowed with it. And that's what's called Das, which is the yontif of Das, even in Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah is Chochmah. Kulam b'Chochmah Sisa. The world was created, Rosh Hashanah, through Chochmah, says the Pesachus. Therefore, Kiyah Shofar, Chazal say in the Rosh Shabbos, is Chochmah ve'enei Meloch. Right? Bino is connected, which yontif in Tishrei? Yom Kippur. How do you know? Because Bino is Tshuva. Ulevav v'yovin v'shav v'rofil. Right? Sukkis is the yontif of what? Leman yedu deresechem, right? Therefore, sukkis is gimatria hadas. Therefore, amitzdayer, when you don't have yishuv hadas, you're potter men asukkah. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu, as we said many times. Therefore, we say the expression in Yiddish derva sota meya hota deya. After you have the meya, says the Bisharon, the Kalin Rebbe. After you have the meya kolus of shofar Rosh Hashanah, you come to the deya, which is sukkis, and therefore schach is gimashi 100. One comes from the other, as is well known. And therefore the Moshe Rebbe says zeichel and yakovit is gimashi das. It's I give you 100 right. Yeah, sukkis also is b'chinas eretz yisrael, as is well known. It says 7 days to chigli b'mokem ashiyiv charashem alikechaboy, which is the Beis Hamikdash. But I'm in Manchester in my sukkah. It's the charei, as we well know. I said this many times. That every Beis Hamikdash, also li mikdash gimatria sukkas, ima oisiyas vakoylo, right? And that becomes because Eretz Yisrael is the place of das. The Beis Hamikdash is the mokem of das. All kedusha, all chokmah, all wisdom, all kruach hakodesh comes through the Beis Hamikdash. Just to end, there's a kapitel I intest until which often quotes. It's a terrible kapitel. It's Elikim Bo Goyim Migdashecha Timu is Hechol Kachecha Samu Shleim Leim. Mamish Prati is the Churban. Why did this Churban happen? Next pasuk says Shav Chudamam Chutzus Yishalayim Veinkoyv. They spilt blood in your streets of Yishalayim Veinkoyv. So it's brought in Marinayim from the Holy Chinabel B'Shem De B'Shem De What's Pshat. Tefillah, prayer is called shvicha. The eshbech is nafshi lifnei Hashem, right? Leisuchu al adam, you don't eat before your mispal al dimchem. Yes. What tachshav chudamam chutzu is yishalayim veinkoyver? Says the Marnayim here, the Baal Shem Tov, people davened, and they could have had great slavas and fervor, but it's chutzu yishalayim. It's around Yerushalayim, in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. But it doesn't enter the Yerushalayim. The emes Yerushalayim is the Beis Hamikdash, and Beis Hamikdash is called Lib Yishal Olam, the heart of the world. If there's dam, but it doesn't enter, then it doesn't achieve, and therefore the meal, it says Matzah Zilber, dam, dalis, mem, is gimach, it's spelled up in Milui, is gimach of 514. Missing one. Missing the Abish, missing Aluf Yishal Olam. 515 is gimach of Tefillah. A person before you daven, you're called dam. After you daven, and he was chaber with the Ebrish Tefillah Miloshen Teufel Ticheres, then from dam you become, with the Aleph Aluf Yishal Olam, become Odom. The whole churban of the world, the Gemara says, how is there a churban of a Beis Hamikdash when there's dam chutzis Yerushalayim ve'en koyver? It doesn't penetrate. In other words, to put it very, very bluntly, 10 times dam is gimatria meis, etc., etc. When it doesn't, therefore you have chachma bina and das yud kevav. Let's take the basal agar whatever, right? What is the vav? Remember, there's a pasuk you all know, a kol yankiv. I'll say kol manje, a kol yankiv ein yadayim. We have to kasha pum faket. Here it says a kol yankiv v'hayadayim leisim. But you know it says the kol yankiv, the kol is written chaser vav. What does the letter vav mean? Why is the letter Das connected to Vav? Because Das is the father, the mother, whatever, of the six Midas. Chesed, Vurit, Vered, Netzach, Yisoid. All of it comes through Das. Das is Chibur. Das connects. A person can have all the intellectual abilities in the world. A person can have all the Maisim Tovim. But there's no chibur to the person and to the world around him, to Malchus, which is a Heitato, unless you have the Vav. If it's a Kol Kol Yankiv, whether it's Torah, whether it's Tefillah, missing the Vav, a chibur, which is the Oiso Emes, which is the Mid of Yankiv, which is the third base of Migdosh, then it doesn't work. And that's the Mail of Yishalayim, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. It's Machaber, it's the Tzavor, the neck, which is Machaber, heaven and earth, within a person, Dera Voides Hashem, is Machaber, their intellect, their heart, and their action. And that's the challenge of Tisha B'Av. Person sits on the floor, and I say every year that Rav Pinchas Karo just said you could achieve more sitting on the floor in Avelu, St. Kinnis, than you could achieve in Shul by Ne'ilah. There's a gewaldige moment when the Shechina is with you. It's a rare moment in the year you can ask for anything. And you, it's after on game, it has to balech patiyu, you care about there's a Shechina, and the Shechina is in Golos. And Yidin are in Tzaras. Every time Yidin are in Tzaras, you hear one Tzara after, every week another Tzara, it's a Chil Hashem Noir V'Oyu. And when a person cares about the Golos Hashechina and the suffering of Kal Yisrael, then you're able to turn the Kinnas into Tikkun, and you're able to turn Tisha B'Av. By the way, I said in the past, Mashkiach is a very big word. Take the word Tisha B'Av. Tov, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Beis, Aleph, Beis. Tisha B'Av. If you take the letters, those letters, the Milui, that which is hidden, that which you don't pronounce, that which you don't see, you'll see it has the Milui of the... You see, Tisha B'Av is Gematria Bayis HaShlishi. On every Tisha B'Av, they have the third Beis. I mean, this Shabbat is called Shabbat Chazoin. So Tzemach Tzedek brings B'Shem Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Why do Shabbos Chazoin? Because the Eibishter gives every Jew a vision of the third Beis Hamikdash. And the purpose of a Jew is that all that you have, the Yud, the Kei, involved within you, Chochma, Bina, Das, should, that's the idea of going down, bringing down Yisoid in Kishu El Ladas, to bring it down to Yisoid, to Malchus, and the Eibishter help, and the Yom HaMe'el will be in this Hapech, the Sashin will simply Yom Tev. Amen. Thank you.